you, when you explain to your children the Pashto Taich and the Pashto Dos, which is the Hadalei Kamitzvah, that's the Nakuda. How can the two come together? On one hand, all the Moichan come down. We discussed this before. On the other hand, you know, there was a wicked king and he became the Sarai Mecha. The Torah says, Kfi, that we get Gadlus HaMoichan, Kfi, that we understand how the Rabbeinu Shalom is a Harub Gilos to us, that's how much we have to teach ourselves to go down to our children. Understand why they come back down together? We get the Moichan HaMoichan, we realize how much Kaviyachal Rabbeinu Shalom is mashpil, Kaviyachal is Moichan to come to us. It's like a Hecher Zachna, we're not Shaykh to them. And the Rabbeinu Shalom was mashpil, Kaviyachal mashpil, so to bring us down all these Moichan. That's a billion trillion. It's ain shir, ain aruch, ain erech bichlal. To that, you read it. How much more it's mechayev us for us to go down to our children, explain them in the pasha the way. Halachta b'drochav, just like the Rabbi Shalom just came down all the way, so too we have to go down all the way. Okay, halachta b'drochav. You can't be bothered to be marach with your children and answer all their kashas. Just finish the zol betata v'deim, just the inzer tat. Mahu av, af ato av. Just like he came down tonight and gives us all the moichen, so too, you have to go down on your level, on the child's level. That's why they come simultaneously. It's a crash course in patience. Then when they go to bed and they're tired and they're already eating the kazayas, whatever, then you can probably benihimas, tainuk. They get very, very tired. It's important for you to, and the chef because I smut, so it's important for you not to admit. It's going to be years, but you can go much slower. But it's important to, you know, to go to read the Maggid, you know, if they can't, you can even let them put their head down after their Avodah Meinu, like be mazbeh to them, give them like a kitzer of the whole coming, and let them, I don't know what ages they are, but I'm saying let them nod off. And you know, then you can either wake them up for the Makazayas Matzah, or you know, if the Chalashim, they're staying awake for it. So then you know, it's a mitzvah for you to go through for the Haggadah fast, and then you know, the kind of mitzvah Zayim.
Not to go back to Maggid afterwards.
You can do that as well. It depends on the, if they sleep well and they, you know, daven a nearby Maariv, you know, it's nearby Maariv, and don't, you know, go to mikveh if you can, go to mikveh after Maariv. I'll say the night. I'm saying then, you know, come straight and start Kiddush straight away, Mamish. As soon as you come home, start Kiddush. Down in the Pesach, in Bayan. So it's the Rebbe comes out, Mamish, like he comes racing. I don't take a chance there. He goes onto the Bima, and then he runs out. And, you know, it's to come home and start Leilis Kaddish Achak. Ah, that's kind of shakhak. Oh, yeah.